You're listening to SBS News.
It's a nightmare scenario for any parent, finding out their child has managed to get a button battery out of something.
They're really easy for kids to undo with their little fingers, so no, I think a lot could be done to make them safer. We've hidden everything with batteries away from him so he can't reach them.
I watch him all the time. Mainly, I do worry that he might choke on things. There's all sorts of small things. Even if it comes with a warning saying, you know, choking hazard, doesn't mean that he's not going to try and chew it.
Consumer group Choice checked 17 household items against the voluntary standard, evaluating battery size and accessibility, durability and labelling. And 10 of those 17 items tested had easy-to-access batteries. Choice's Nikki Breen says the existing voluntary code needs to be replaced by real, enforceable law.
The reality is, when it comes to the voluntary code, a lot of industry is just ignoring it, and so these products are unsafe and they are emblematic of a larger problem in Australia, which is that it is not illegal to sell unsafe products here.
The offending products include calculators, a digital luggage scale and even musical birthday cards. Two children have died in Australia from ingesting button batteries, and about one child every month suffers a serious injury after swallowing one. Queensland-based paediatrician Dr. Ruth Barker says warning labels aren't enough, with non-English-speaking parents often not realising the risks.
Often when I'm speaking to families from a non-English-speaking background, they haven't heard about it. And our most recent case in Brisbane was a Somali family where we had to get a translator to get the history of how the child actually accessed the battery.
Australian product laws are lagging behind the European Union, Singapore, Malaysia and the United Kingdom, all of which have laws saying unsafe products can't be sold. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission's Rod Sims says that just isn't good enough.
We're falling behind. Many countries that we compare ourselves to have got laws that make it illegal to sell unsafe goods. Not all, but we are behind countries we usually like to compare ourselves with.
Button batteries are often smooth and shiny, which can be enticing to very young children. And when they can be accessed easily, that is a recipe for disaster. Dr. Barker says they can get stuck in the esophagus on the way to the stomach, which can cause permanent damage or even death.
If you swallow them and there's sufficient charge in the battery, it starts breaking down the water and releasing sodium hydroxide, which is like oven cleaner, and it just eats through the tissue. So if the battery gets stuck and you've got a caustic injury eating away into the tissue, unfortunately the kids are often left with really severe injuries, or the worst outcome is if it eats into a major vessel and they bleed to death.
Toys for children under the age of 3 are legally required to have secure battery compartments. Now, the experts say it's time to introduce similar laws for all common household items. Claudia Farhart, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.